Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, er in Perig Yod, Mishnah Vav. Lo yamid Adam, a person should not stand, b'rishos ha-yachid, in a rishos ha-yachid, v'yishte rishos ha-rabim, and drink in the rishos ha-rabim. In other words, a person standing in the rishos ha-yachid can't bend over into a rishos ha-rabim to drink water. For that matter, b'rishos ha-rabim, if he's in the rishos ha-rabim, he shouldn't bend over v'yishte and drink b'rishos ha-yachid. Ella unless, he does it this way, hichnis roishoy v'rubay. He brings his head and most of his body, l'mekayim shehu shaisa, into the rishos where he is drinking. But wait a second. Didn't we learn before in Mishnah Dalid that it's mutter to move objects in the rishos harabim, even though he himself is standing in the rishos hayachid? Zakta batanura, that Mishnah is referring to things which are not presently needed by the person. So we're not so concerned that he's going to bring it into his own rishus. In our case, he needs the water in the rishus harab now. So therefore, the only way we can let him drink is by bringing most of his body, his head and most of his body, into the rishus where the water is. So what are you scared of? He's going to take it back? Take it back where? He's virtually here. This is where he's drinking. Also, Rashi explains that when he's drinking, the water goes into his body. So didn't we learn before that if it comes from your body into a different rishus, like when the person spits, that's called carrying? But that's not a problem over here. Because his mouth, where it's going into his body, that's in the same rishus as the water. Zakta Mishnah Vayter v'chein begas, and the same is true for a wine pit. Zakta Batanura, this din of v'chein begas, the same is true for a wine pit, isn't really referring to Hilchas Shabbos. It's actually referring to a din in Hilchas Maisris. The gas is the place where they squeeze the grapes for wine. Now the din is, as long as the wine is still in this vat where they squeeze out the grapes, you can drink from that wine before taking Maiser. The din is, in regard to Maisris, that as long as the work wasn't officially finished, you can eat or drink from it in a temporary fashion, even before you took off Maiser. Now, once he takes the wine out, then he can no longer drink it without taking off Maisris. Rashi in Masech the Shabbos explains that this is the way it worked. Once you were still in this vat over here, this gas, this place where they squeeze the grapes, so even if you drank a little bit, you tasted a little bit, you poured the rest back. So that was considered like snacking, not like drinking. It's called Shtiyas Aroi. But once you took it out of the gas, they never brought it back into the gas. And therefore, that's already considered a kvias. It's finished, the process is finished, and you cannot drink without taking off Maiser. Okay, so what does all this have to do with our Mishnah? Well, it's the same halacha as in Hilchas Shabbos. If you're outside of the gas and you want to drink the wine from inside the gas without taking off Maiseris, so it has to be that Roishoy Verubay, his head, and most of his body is in the gas in order to get this exemption of being able to drink without taking off Maiseris. In other words, just like when a person is in the Rishus HaRab, and I don't want him to drink from the Rishus HaYachid, unless he's completely leaned over, because I'm scared he may bring the cup to himself in the Rishus HaYachid, so here too in regard to Maiseris. If you're outside of the gas, I don't want you to lean over and drink, because you may take it out, you may bring the keli to yourself, and then you're going to be drinking something which you have to take off Maiseris. Once it leaves the gas, you have to take off Maiseris, and he didn't take off Maiseris. So in order to be able to drink from the gas, you have to be roishoy v'rubay in the wine pit. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. You know, when it rains, the rain pounds on your roof, and the rain rolls off your roof. And you don't want the rain that rolls off the roof to roll down the walls of your house, because it's going to ruin the walls. So what did they do? So there's some type of leader or some type of gutter that guides the water away from the wall of your house. So there was one system where they used to build like a kind of a half pipe. Try to imagine a pipe that's shaped like a ches, with the opening to the top. Was a long pipe. That's called a maschila. The water would run from the roof into this pipe, run along the bottom of this pipe, and come off by the edges. Now, what I would like to do is I want some of this water, and it's Shabbos. So I want to stand here on the floor by the edge of this mezchila. I'm standing in the Rishus Rabbim, and I want to drink the water as it comes off. Can I do so? Yes, provided that I'm catching the water within 10 tefachim from the ground, so that I'm in the Rishus HaRabim, and I get the water's already in the Rishus HaRabim, and I'm not taking it from a different Rishus into the Rishus HaRabim. Zok the Mishnah, koilet adam, a person can catch, min ha-maschila, from this like gutter, this system, as we explained, this like half pipe that runs along the side of the roof, he can catch the water as long as lamata me'asara tefachim. The cup that he is holding to catch the water is within 10 tefachim of the ground. Now the Batanura explains that this is how he has to do it. Let's say he has a better idea. Let's say he's going to climb up and put his mouth up against this maschil as the water comes out. Or he's going to push the keli up against the edge of the maschil. And the maschil is within 3 tefachim of the roof. Can't do that. Even if at this point the maschil is within 10 tefachim from the ground, you still can't do it. Because if he's mamish attaching himself or the keli to the maschila that is within 3 tefachim of the roof, it's as if he's taking it from the roof itself. And that would be carrying from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. Now there's a different system, which is much more similar to our system. The maschila is just like a half pipe that runs along the side of the roof. But there was something called a tsinar, which looks more like what you have in front of your house. The tsinar is a pipe that comes down from the roof, but it doesn't come straight down. It makes a 90-degree angle turn. It turns all the way, and it goes out further away from the roof. Zok de Mishnah min atzinar, you can drink the water from the pipe in any way. Mikol makom shaisa. You can drink it in any manner. In other words, you can go up against it and drink right from it. Not like the maschila. We explained to the maschila you could only catch the water in mid-air, because that's mamash connected to the roof. But this pipe, which turns away, which curves away from the roof, this sinar, and that ends 3 tefachim away from the roof, away from the house, this is not a problem. It's not part of the house. However, the Gemara explains this is only when the sinar is narrow enough. If, let's say, it's a very big sinar, it's a big pipe that's 4x4 tefachim, so the sinar itself is a separate rishos. So you can't take it from that rishos into the rishos HaRabim. Okay, so quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that a person should not stand in the Rishus HaYachid and drink in the Rishus HaRabim, or in the Rishus HaRabim and drink from the Rishus HaYachid, unless his head and most of his body is in the place where he is drinking. And we said the same is true for a wine pit, although in regard to the wine pit, it didn't pertain to Hilchas Shabbos, it had to do with Hilchas Maaseris, because as long as the wine is still in the gas, the wine pit, where it's processed, where you squeeze the grapes, and you're allowed to snack from it before Maaseris. Once you take it out, you can't. So if you're outside and you're drinking inside, we're scared he may, by mistake, pull it out, and then he's going to be drinking without Maaseris. So the only way you can sit outside and drink from the inside is if Roshe Verubai is inside. And then we learned that if you have this maschila or maschila, which runs along the side of the house, and you want to catch the water from it, that's okay, as long as you're underneath, meaning to say you're within 10 tefachim from the ground, because we want you to catch the water when it's already in the Rishus HaRabim. You cannot put your mouth or the keli directly up against the maschila, because if the maschila is 3 tefachim from the roof, where most of the time it's built that way, because the whole point is that you catch the water from the roof, then it's part of the roof, and you're taking the water from the roof, which is the Rishus HaYachid, into your Rishus, and you're in the Rishus HaRabim. However, if it's a tsinar is a kind of pipe that curves away from the house, so it's not a problem. As long as it's 3 tefachim away from the house, you can catch the water even directly from the tsinar, provided we said that the tsinar itself isn't dalid by dalid, because if the tsinar is dalid by dalid, then it's a rishus on its own, and again, you're taking it from a different rishus into the rishus hayachid.